With February 2020 comes something of a new beginning. After 47 years, Britain has now left the European Community, once known as the Common Market. And in what is left of this year, the government will be negotiating the terms of future trade agreements and the other regulations and formalities we shall all be bound by. Food and agriculture are a major component for the negotiation, as British farmers face both the threat and the opportunity with, on the one hand, the chance to displace imports of meat and other foods coming into Britain, and on the other hand, a potential weakening, allowing inferior food products to flood in from around the world. Watch this space, as they say, as AHDB will be continuing to keep levy payers informed and best prepared with business tools and advice for whatever the outcomes. Now, part of making the most of the food that farmers and growers produce is the marketing. And as shoppers are bombarded with advertising, promotions and new meal recipes, diets and conflicting health messages, it may be reassuring to know that ordinary food is good enough. Or at least that's the principal message which underpins the latest social media marketing campaign devised by the AHDB. I'm John Bates, and welcome to this podcast. My guests today are a nutritionist and a marketeer. First up is Christine Watts, the chief marketing guru at the AHDB. She plans to share some of the thinking behind the campaign and what it's designed to achieve. Hi, Christine. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, John.
The slogan, "Ordinary food is good enough," seems a little tame. What's it about?
So, John, I am a mother of two teenage daughters, and I have often, literally from a day-to-day and a meal-to-meal basis, learned with surprise what it is that they won't be eating next, often with very little rhyme or reason as to why that choice has been made. And I'm also acutely aware that January is a time when we all make the commitment to give things up, to change our diet, to become a new and healthier person. So where do we get the information that takes us to that space and place? Well, for much of us, and certainly for my girls, the place they go to is the internet, and that is completely unregulated in terms of the advice they're getting. What we're seeing is an absolute overwhelming noise in terms of fad diets that encourage people to feel confident in terms of choosing things that would frankly seem ridiculous. Eating all orange foods, even as bizarre as consuming cotton wool. And I really felt that at some point we needed to put a line in the sand that said, ordinary foods is good enough. That's the food, John, that you and I might choose to eat every single day. That's the food that me as a mother can find in our local shop or in a supermarket and can make the choice that our family will get a healthy, nutritious and affordable meal.
So this campaign is based on using social media. Is that limiting the audience that we're trying to reach, or is that the intention that most of the people we're trying to reach are communicating using social media alone?
It was really deliberate choice to use social media, the intent being that that would reach out really to the audience that we were looking at. Primarily, we were looking at those who were either in their teenage years and perhaps very influenced by what the famous or marketing and promotion might tell them. We were also looking to reach out to those who were actively looking for diet and health options over the course of January. So it was a real intentional drive to go through a social media channel. And by using the hashtag ordinary food, we just wanted to get across all the food groups as part of being a healthy and balanced diet.
So a proper diet is very much a serious matter, and social media and the internet, as you've already said, in relation to your girls and lots of young people, the internet is not the best place to go and find serious information. So we're trying to counter, as you say, that noise that's out there and bring a little bit of reason to the argument.
You're right there, John. Look, we are producing locally sustainable, high-quality food from our farmers and growers. And it's important that as you are growing up and learning about food and making choices every day about your diet, you think about what balance is. We haven't taken this campaign lightly to be just a fad or another dietary guide without taking the absolute advice of senior nutritionists. So that's why you'll be talking to Maureen a bit later in this interview, who'll be able to share the nutritional balance, which is evidence-based, of what gives a good and sustainable diet for us.
Now, the AHDB team have got to include an in-house production team, and they've produced a video as well to go with this campaign?
Yes, so the AHDB team, all of this work is produced by our own team. We haven't gone externally at all for it. And the video, which is launched along with the social media, can be found at #ordinaryfoods or at ordinaryfoods.co.uk. It is designed really just to appeal to those who want to take 30 seconds and get an alternative view. And it features a jacket potato, it features some meat and dairy and salad. It's a very accessible meal, and frankly, the kind of meal that many of us will enjoy during the course of our week, but is beautifully balanced with vitamins A, K, potassium, fibre, protein, giving a good, very accessible and affordable, locally and sustainably produced plate of food.
Okay, so let's look at how we increase the reach then. What can levy payers do to help?
So I would really welcome levy payers taking a look, going to #ordinaryfoods or to the website ordinaryfoods.co.uk and sharing that with your friends, with your family, with people you know, because the reach is huge through doing that. And the other thing that we've done to try and get a better understanding is on Friday the 31st of January, we launched all of this information through the mail online, because that again gave a much bigger viewing figures to be able to get the message out there that actually it's not about fad diets, it's about consistently eating a healthy and balanced diet.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much. That's a good point to leave this on so that we can just turn to Maureen for some more information about the nutritional benefits.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's a useful place to pick up from what you've been saying, Christine, and talking to Maureen Strong, who's a nutritionist, also with AHDB. Maureen, Christine's been telling us that food doesn't have to be fancy to be good for us, and that ordinary food is good enough. Is that the view that's shared by nutritionists?
Yes, I think so. And I think the whole thrust of this ordinary food campaign is to reinforce the importance of these foods as part of a healthy, balanced diet. And they are absolutely essential when it comes to providing us with the nutrients that we need. I think a lot of the concern comes from the fact that youngsters are being confused and misled by a lot of the information currently that abounds in the internet and social media. And, you know, at best, this is misleading, but at worst, they are at risk it's a risk to their health, because it promotes often the elimination of core food groups and the avoidance of basic nutritious food. And that's where our concern comes from in trying to address this.
Okay, so what is a healthy and a balanced diet? Is it everything in moderation? Is that right?
It's partly that, but government advice has been consistent over the years, and it is underpinned by sound science. And it recognises the basic five food groups. And it should include a variety of protein foods, and that might be lean red meat, pork, beef and lamb, poultry, fish, not forgetting oily fish. It should be based on a variety of plant foods. And that includes fruit and veg, beans, pulses, nuts. And one of the things that a lot of nutritionists begin to reinforce is that we should be eating a rainbow of different colours, because that ensures the foods that we're having, that there's a variety of foods, and therefore much, much more likely to get all the nutrients that we need. Of course, dairy foods are important, milk and yogurt as well, for calcium. And then we need small amounts of fat, but something like rapeseed oil would be ideal. For cooking salad dressings. And of course, one of the things that we do need to reinforce to some of the youngsters is that sugar is not necessarily part of all of that. Often they fall back on sugary drinks, cakes, biscuits and snacks. And these should be occasional treats and consumed in small amounts rather than a substitute for proper ordinary foods.
Sure, yeah. So my takeaway point from that is that it's not only the greens that are good for me, but the colours as well. So I think that's a sort of an interesting take, and hopefully is the sort of thing that will stick in people's minds. So to get on to the information that's on the internet, which you say is misleading, is the way to communicate a healthy diet through social media? Do you think this sort of campaign and videos like the one that's been made by AHDB is a useful way to speak to this audience?
Oh, definitely, because it's their mode of communication, and I think that's where a lot of the misinformation, as I said earlier, and the myths are being perpetuated, and a lot are left very confused about what they should and shouldn't do in terms of following the latest trend. And I think we just need to give some reassurance that healthy eating doesn't have to be difficult, it's not boring, it doesn't need to be time consuming, but it is important to your health and well-being, and that these fad diets are very, very dangerous and can cause lots of problems, especially teenage girls who really do need a good variety in their diet. And sometimes if they are trying to watch their weight or reduce their weight, they cut back their food so tightly that there's no way they can get the plethora of nutrients they need from a variety of some of the basic foods that we should be consuming.
That was Maureen Strong from AHDB. Thank you very much for joining us. So there you are. Ordinary food is good enough. Thank you to my guests from AHDB, Christine Watts and Maureen Strong. If you've got any comments about this podcast or any ideas or questions for future editions, please get in touch with us via the AHDB website. That's ahdb.org.uk. A big thank you to my podcast producer, Aisha Shabnam. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.